Today is Friday, September 4th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. I lost my page. So let me pull it up. It is National Wildlife Day. It's also National Lazy Moms Day, National Food Bank Day, National Spice Blend Day, National Chianti Day, National Newspaper Carrier Day, and last but not least, National Macadamia Nut Day. I remember when I used to work at Subway Sandwich, we had a macadamia nut cookie. I think they still have a macadamia nut cookie. And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I recall the cookies at Subway were always good because I really like a almost underbaked cookie that's very moist and chewy in the middle. And when I say chewy, it's not a overdone chewy, but like a gooey chewy. Like a in the middle of a cookie that's little, just slightly bit underbaked. I enjoy it. The edges can be crisp, but that's okay. But I really enjoy an underbaked cookie. And at Subway, the cookies always have that just a little bit underbaked quality to them. They're soft, and I really enjoy soft. All right, so I'm recording this early because I'm going, as you guys know by now, I forgot my passport when I was driving to my global entry appointment on Monday. And so I was able to get another appointment. But anyway, I'm recording this early because I have to go. So I got gas for it, and I'm going to be driving up there. And so that's kind of why I'm trying to get everything done. I had to move an appointment that I had so that I could do it. And so I had to get it done. And so I'm going to be doing that. But I wanted to make sure that you got out, you got a show as you normally do. Because sometimes I forget. If I wait until the day of the show to record, I tend to forget. If I do it the day before, it's all taken care of. I don't know. I'm just, it's weird. That's the thing. I was very inconsistent doing this show. I've been doing this show for, I don't know how many years at this point, maybe 10 years, who knows, maybe more, maybe, because I know I did the Adam and Maddie show, and then I may have started this after the Adam and Maddie show ended. So maybe I've been doing it for 15 years. I'm not really sure. But there were a lot of times where I was inconsistent. I would do it like once a week, and I would try to include everything in it from the week, etc. And sometimes I would do it, sometimes I wouldn't. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to start doing it 5 days a week. I don't know if that's when there was like whatever they call it. There was that month where guys wouldn't shave their mustache. And then there was a writing month where everyone was writing. And then they did a podcasting month where podcasters podcasted every day for a month. So I did that. And then I thought, you know what? I could do this 5 days a week. And when I started doing it 5 days a week, I became much more consistent. I didn't forget. I did it 5 days, you know. And then now, when I'm saying, okay, I'm not gonna lock myself into 5 days a week. Now I will forget, because it's not something that's, okay, you must do it Sunday through Thursday. You must record. Anyway, regardless, we were on the cruise, so let's go back to it. We may finish up today, and then I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but we may finish up today. So it was day 6 of the cruise. We slept in a bit till around 8:30, got up and showered, went to morning trivia. It was pretty full already because, again, the people had found out about the cruise or about the trivia now. But I think the main reason was they had Sudoku whatever you pronounce it, right before that. So there were people left over from the Sudoku. Why? I don't know why I can't pronounce that. But I'm not good at that, so we didn't go to that. And we lost. It was a hard one. We only got 9 out of 20. It was hard. Next, we went to breakfast in Windjammer. It was pretty full, but we did manage to find a table. It's always difficult to find a table in the breakfast buffets on the cruise ship because it always seems that days we sleep late, everyone else sleeps late. Days we get up early, everyone else gets up early. Everyone has the same ideas. Everyone's doing the same thing. And if you do the opposite of what they're doing, it seems like you're doing the not good thing. Because on days that you get up early, it's normally days that you have an excursion. And if you skip the excursion, then you're not... The way to do that is to just stay on the ship on port days, and then it's empty and it's quiet. But then you don't get to see the places that you're cruising to. So I don't know. Some people do that when they're just cruising to cruise. And they don't want to do anything else. But regardless, we don't do that. So we always seem to be doing the same thing that everyone else is doing. So it was pretty full. After breakfast, we came back to Schooner Bar to play movie trivia. This was another Sea Day, I believe, if I recall correctly. We got 11 out of 20 correct. We didn't win. We then changed, worked out, and used the steam room, hot tub, and pool in the solarium for a bit. Because we were trying to, you know, use all of the stuff on the ship. Then we rested in the room for an hour, and I started the design for a new podcast trivia app that I was working on. So this is now a thing. It's not just a trivia app, but it's... an entire podcast production app that I have now. And we went to the Schooner Bar for another trivia. There were a group of people being so loud. Some people just don't know how to act. They were so loud, they were not playing trivia. But they were being super loud. And it was making it hard to hear the questions. At one point, the activity person had to say to them, hey, if you're not playing trivia, please either be quiet or go to another part of the ship because the people are not able to hear the questions. So rude. Anyway, we lost. But watching Jeopardy did help me with one question. There was the country with the most islands, which is Sweden. We had just watched that on Jeopardy the night before. So it did help us on that one. Next was Michael Jackson named that tune. We knew less than we thought we would. There was a kid that thought he could sing really well and he was singing everything. Anyway. Then back to the room to rest before Name That Tune 2010s. We lost again. After that, we had dinner in Giovanni's, which was our specialty dinner. We got it for free for some reason. I don't know why. I still don't know why, but it may be because we booked through American Airlines cruise website, which is kind of like booking through a travel agent. And maybe that's one of the perks that they had for booking through them was a specialty dinner for free. I'm not really sure, but we got a free specialty dinner. So we ate at Giovanni's. It was pretty good. And we ate too much. Because they have both pasta and then they have meat entrees as well. And we both decided that we wanted a pasta and a meat. And it was too much food. Anyway, we had 50% off of wine, so I had 2 glasses of wine. We went to the late show. It was acrobats from Ukraine. And they were good, but I do think that the acrobatics start to look the same after a while. When you have a whole, let's say, hour show that's just, you know, the same thing, just different ways. It's, I don't know. Anyway, so lastly was day 7. I'm just going to cruise through this, because we're going to finish this today, and then I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but we'll see. We got up early, showered, We went to the theater, which was our meeting point for Panama. We met a couple from the U.S. who also spoke English. We were put with an English, with a partially English-speaking group. Our tour guide was bilingual. We went to Cologne. Cologne looks very run down. The tour guide said there are nicer areas, but near the port, it's very run down. We went to the locks of the Panama Canal, Agua Clara Lock. We watched a 10-minute movie, and it was interesting seeing the Panama Canal. Got back to the bus, drove to Panama City. We walked around the central square. We had a snack. There was some drama. I touched a guy. Already talked about that on several shows. I touched the waiter. And we stopped for a magnet. We went to a restaurant to get some empanadas. We finished the food, went back to the meeting point. On the ship, we did a general knowledge trivia, and we didn't win. Came back to the room. We went to name that 290s, and we won. That was our fifth win. And the cruise was done. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.